We're a great audience. Very supportive.
Yeah. We're going to invite. Will y'all scoot into that table?
Sure.
It's getting pretty
table.
Late.
Or at this table?
Look, there are two seats.
Yeah.
Well, he's by himself.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. That wasn't very inviting.
How are y'all feeling? How's everybody feeling today? Especially tonight.
I know. We're on the late night show, so.
Home stretch here. I can practically smell the cinnamon buns right now.
I mean, he sold them.
Oh, yeah.
Like, who wanted to stay till the end?
Seriously, right? Well, guys, let me just start up real quick with a quick prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this time, for just the gathering of great men and women who are committed in your cause, especially for the growth of our church through growth groups. Lord, we ask that you would guide us as we learn from one another, as this time will be a precious time, Lord, for us to be able to, as iron sharpens iron, Lord, learn and gain wisdom. We love you, Lord. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Yeah, actually, before we start, I think we have some, as we do our introduction, we kind of want to make this as interactive as possible. As you know, this is kind of like a roundtable discussion, and the two main questions that we're going to have, you know, you guys think about while we do our introductions are what is going well in your group, what is challenging in your group, and if you don't have a grow group, well, everybody here should have a grow group, right? Just a quick check. Yeah, all right. And so we have some note cards over there if you want to write on it. Otherwise, I mean, at any point, you can always just, you know, shout out your question, whatever you feel is comfortable.
There will also be a time later of Q&A, and so you are more than welcome to verbally say your question out loud, but if some of you would prefer writing it and it being read, we just want an environment for both.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right. Well, I guess I'll start. Hi, I'm Jerry. I've been a member of Houston's First now for about 4 years, came in around 2015 from Colorado. Did my graduate school there, and then came here for a job for oil and gas, just like 80%, I guess, of Houston back then, and then the downturn hit, so maybe it's about 50% now. But I was a former group leader in Summit, served and led in prayer, Summit Grow, and then now, since I got married, I'm part of the Newly Wed and Closed class, been serving there as a grow group leader as well. And I'm currently pretty active in Men's Serve, and there's a Midland class called Discipleship Essentials that is kind of part of the Navigators Ministries that I'm part of as well. Other significant identifier, I put INTJ, so this right now is actually within the threshold of how many people I can handle. Usually I when Pastor Greg says, you know, like the 3 to 5 group of people in close, I'm really on the 3, not the 5, you know. So, and I'm a phlegmatic peacemaker, so read, I'm totally not choleric, and sometimes I like to say that my wife is the decision maker, and then she would say, no, you gotta take charge. Okay, you said I need to take charge, I'll do that, you know, so. But other than that, I'm just, you know, friendly nerd, I guess.
Great. Is that your grow group, Jim, right there?
Yes, yeah. So, yeah, my grow group, we're going stronger, and we had our first escape game win on my birthday, actually, so that was kind of fun. And so group that studies together, escapes together.
Which one did you do?
Escape 6.
We did the Gold Rush, which is the second to the easiest.
Grad Group Leader Training 101,
yes.
Set your group up for success.
Expectations, yeah, all right.
I'll go. I'm Angela, and I think I recognize a lot of faces. I actually used to work on staff for Don Mutton, and so I think everyone here is maybe in Summit, and so he's your minister. Hope you know him. I've served and led in a prayer ministry, Summit, single parent family, women's. I recently did a milestones class, and I have done place training as well. So if you haven't heard of place, I highly suggest taking advantage of this free resource the church offers. Don't ask me which one is my favorite. I don't think I can choose. That's accurate. And currently right now I'm a Grove leader in my Life Bible study. My other significant identifiers include ENFJ, which means this excites me a lot. DI or ID, depending on the day, which means I like people just like the ENFJ said. Oh, 2 Wing 3, I'm a helper. I like to help people. Aggie and Gryffindor. And that is my first small group that I actually got to lead. And that was the first small group I was ever a part of. And so it's crazy that that was fall 2015. Time goes fast. And so we just got a curveball. So one of the best things about ministry is you just always got to be flexible. And so we have some exciting news. And have any of y'all done the other Grove trainings? Or is this like your only one tonight? Okay, if you've done some of the other ones, you maybe have heard this already. But our like leadership team, so Eric and Don and Brad have come together and just have gotten a new vision for what Grove groups look like. And so if you've done these trainings in the past, this will sound nothing like that, probably. And so just to preface that, I'm going to dive into it. But will someone first read, or if they know it, share James 1:22? Because that's where this change is kind of rooted from.
You didn't think you're going to read scripture at 10:30.
Too late to recite.
Taylor?
Yeah. James 1:22, but be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves.
I didn't know it.
Did you know it?
Wait, I didn't know that. I knew it was like be doers, but I didn't know
it. Say it one more time, Taylor.
James 1:22, but be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves.
So we are very blessed and fortunate to be a part of a church that has tremendous teaching. And what we've realized over time is that we get a lot of teaching and we're doing a lot of listening and not necessarily a lot of conversation and application. And so the vision for Grow Groups moving forward is that they be a time for deeper conversation and more application. And so with that being said, we are actually recommending that you do not do a book together, or like a study book, or I feel like it's blasphemous saying read a Bible of the book together, but what we are encouraging you to discuss as grow groups, and if some of you are grow leaders or directors, what we're encouraging grow groups to do instead are to discuss Pastor Greg's sermon, the LBS lesson from that Sunday, or what God is teaching each of you individually, and with the goal of taking, actually applying what we're hearing and being doers. And we have now what are called rhythms, and they're social, intentional, and missional, which I've also labeled gather, grow, give. And the goal there is to be, social would be you're getting together and you're just like spending time with one another. You're going deeper, you're connecting, and you're getting that relational rapport so there can be an element of trust. I think the quote is like play before you pray. Just being able to know someone's story, and just what each other enjoys. And it's encouraged to do that 1 to 2 times. Intentional would be gathering together about 3 times a month, which would probably be weekly or bi-weekly, for a total of 9 to 12 times a semester. And then missional would be either y'all gathering as a group and inviting unbelievers to join you in something, like that could be something fun, that could be something serving, but the intent is to expose unbelievers to believers. Or you're actually serving like physically together, like with your hands. And so for guys, that could be like, we're all gonna go do men's serve together or something like that. Yeah.
And really, you know, well, when I was presented this in my mind, and I have to kind of repress this, you know, I was thinking of, it's like, well, this seems to be a little bit, you know, legalistic. Like, oh, why are you telling us, like, you know, clearly what to do? But really, the vision here is that a lot of times when you hear a sermon, well, or I should say, there's a lot of podcasts out there, and there's a lot of sermon, and there's not, however, a lot of discussion of sermons, a lot of discussion about, you know, what's the LBS lessons is about. And I know in Summit, when I was a part of it, is, I mean, a lot of great teaching, which I was kind of sad, because even when I meet with my grow group, we don't really talk about the lesson. We just immediately go to, you know, whatever we were reading. And, you know, sometimes, especially I think for guys, sometimes it could be just on a very surface level and not into touching a deeper need. And so that's where I think this was kind of aimed towards. And that's why we have the social intentional and missional.
It's also to encourage active involvement in your LBS and at church.
Yeah.
Y'all would be surprised how many people want to be a part of a small group but don't want to be a part of an LBS or see value in regularly attending church. And so hopefully in an environment where you're getting together and that's what's being discussed, there's a level of higher accountability with both of those things. Not to create condemnation or shame, but to just further encourage, like, wow, our pastor is really good and gifted at teaching, or our LBS teacher is as well. And hopefully your LBS teachers are working with your directors to cast vision for your class and what your class is hearing, so that then you can be doing what you're being taught. And the three like primary things that we want grow groups to be about now are application, accountability, and prayer. So one more time, that's application, accountability, and prayer, which is kind of opposite of like study, I guess. But not. You're still studying.
I mean, so far, any of y'all have any questions? Not that Angela and I could necessarily answer it, but we can field it to people who would know the answers. No?
It's not limited to those things that are discussed. Right?
No, ultimately it's your decision how you choose to lead, but this is what we're recommending.
Mm-hmm. What about like the Porch Podcast?
Yeah.
That
would be something similar.
It's kind of
well.
Similar to
if your group goes.
I think that would
definitely fit the
category.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But so long that there is a intention to really, you know, have every member of the group kind of listen to the same, you know, podcast, not just one person, and you know, like, let me tell you what I learned about this, you know. Exactly, yeah. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, go bring your group to the porch and go through that together. So
anything else on this stuff? Also, if you did not sign in, the email addresses that are on those papers will be emailed from Eric, a list of 5 resources. So if you've come to these trainings before, you walked away with probably like 20 packets of paper. That's been minimized to 5 sources, and they will be emailed out to everyone that attended a GROW training tonight. And so make sure that your information's over there. And now we'll go into what the class is about.
Yeah.
literally got that at like 6:30.
But that's okay.
Yeah.
but a little bit on the house rules, because I know we're going to go into a little bit of more of a discussion in this class. But basically, it's this class is a safe place. We don't want any names necessarily of people or even like class. You don't have to tell, you know, class shouldn't really matter too much, but definitely no gossip. That's just, you know, that's just in the Bible. And be mindful of the environment, you know. If you're wanting to discuss something that's a little bit more gender specific, I'm more than willing to kind of, you know, talk with you after class or whenever, you know, as a resource. But essentially, you know, be mindful and be courteous of each other with that.
I think people are kind of sitting with people they know, but we wanted to spend some time getting to know the people at your table. And so if you could just go around and introduce yourself, maybe share your role and how long you've been serving in that way.
Mm-hmm. As a big group or as a small group?
Your choice.
Small group?
Yeah.
All right, let's go with the
small group.
Take some time. If you have, if you have thoughts about the questions, definitely write them down.
My name is Scott. I'm also in 114. I'm the assistant director this time. And
you got a lot of
more like our offspring.
I'm also 114. My name's Eric, and I serve as the internal coordinator. I don't think that's actual leadership, but I run a small
and I'm in the client.
Or try to. Tell you something. It is? Okay. I wasn't sure because it's like.
That title is. Well, I did it last semester.
I'm just never sure. It's not really under the gather, but I feel like it is.
According to the chart, I'm like,
okay.
Yeah, that's what I was
going
to say. That's the HR.
My line
is more
like
that.
I know that language.
Nebraska, Colorado.
Well, we've already been doing it.
I know, that's the only place I think of.
We basically, it seems like what you're saying is don't do new material when you're studying. We're studying Romans. Basically, like, take some of that time away from new content and review some other content. You can go deeper into it and then talk more about
it. Yeah, about a week or two.
So this is a trick I learned from my milestones class. Bang on the whiteboard and everyone gives you their attention. So now we're just going to enter into the discussion time. This is similar, or I guess it's actually called roundtable discussion, so y'all knew that. Historically, it's a time to just kind of discuss what we're doing, what is sometimes frustrating, what works well, and just get feedback from one another. And so we want to like combine the tables and everyone just kind of shuffle appropriately and make a big group, and we'll enter into some discussion time. The tables can stay. Sorry, that wasn't clear. Or they don't have to stay, but now there's just not tables. I guess we don't need them. There's just so the oven.
I saw somebody yawn, so I thought, you know what, let's get up and get our blitz going again.
Very soon we're going to start turning into musical chairs too, so stay ready.
That's news to me. But really, this is time to just kind of discuss a little bit. I wouldn't even say discuss, but just really share. Mm-hmm. And, in the past, I've really found this session to be really powerful and impactful, because you really get to ground yourself with what other, the grow groups of what other peoples are going through. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, does anybody have an example of, let's start with, like, you know, what's going well? Well, we're in trouble.
The support and accountability of our grow group is really phenomenal. Okay. We're going into our third semester, and it's gone that long for a reason.
How do you think you got to that level?
One session at a time?
Yeah.
Start small.
That's what someone needs to hear.
Yeah.
How long have you been together?
We've gone for a year, so this will be our third semester if you're breaking it up in semester. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, it's excellent. It can't be the only one. Come on, guys. Yeah.
I've really enjoyed the authenticity and the genuineness of my group. We just started meeting, I guess, September.
Mm-hmm.
And we decided to keep going this semester, but it's been,
nice.
It surprised me how quickly people opened up, but it's been really good.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And how fast do you think that took for you guys to be able to?
It took about the first month worth of us meeting.
Okay.
And then at that point, you know, one girl starts and then everyone's like, oh, okay.
Okay. So you have that kind of that person to just really open up and share. Excellent.
I love the amount of knowledge that I've personally gained from my small group. I've got a bunch of very knowledgeable guys in my group that have really instilled some great word in me. So, and I've learned a lot, and I feel like, I don't know, probably 4 months, 5 months.
Mm-hmm.
I think one thing, just kind of on the basic level, is the attendance. Just consistent attendance from everybody in the group, and you know, that's where everything starts. You know, it's hard to develop that trust or anything like that without the attendance. I think that's been really good for my group.
Attendance and consistency is probably one of the most underrated things, because it's not really like flashy or cool, but it like makes or breaks a group. And it's probably one of the most like powerful things in a group success, determining a group success. And that's also just encouragement, because they see it as valuable.
I'm in the smallest girl group I've ever been in. My first one was like 6th, and it moved up to like 7 and 8. And then my second group had 5, and now I have 4. And 3 might be too low for me, but like 4 has been like the perfect number almost, where it's not so big that it's uncomfortable, but it's not so small that it's just like me grabbing coffee with someone. So I've really appreciated, I used to resist that mentality and thinking that like that small of a number was too small, but now that I've experienced it, like this is a good balance. I feel like I can actually hear everyone talk. No one gets left out, no one monopolizes. Mm-hmm. It's been really good.
That's good. Yeah, so I'm starting to hear a little bit of a pattern here. I mean, it's probably starting with just being there. Consistency, accountability, and transparency, right? And I don't like to say like equality per se, but essentially everybody getting their voice out, seems like. Is that kind of like the norm for a lot of y'all? That's good. So I can tell you that was not the number that was in my group, so that's cool. Man, everybody's doing something right. So that's good. And so that's what's going well. Now this is the gravy of this class. Uh-huh. Anybody want to share about perhaps something that's challenging?
Also just a good time for like, man, this situation happened and either I didn't handle it well, I didn't handle it, or this happened and by the grace of God I handled it kind of well.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great time for any of the above.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I'm interested in like a talk when you mentioned, hey, you know, nobody's really kind of being dominant. In every single grow group that I have ever I've been a part of or led, there's always one or two or multiple people who, you know, who wanted to just dominate the conversation. For me, for multiple grow groups, that was challenging, because as you saw, I am a phlegmatic peacemaker, and so most of the time, like if the dominant guy is kind of like starting to just talk and talk and talk and talk, I'm kind of like, do I do this? Do I not? And that was really, really challenging for me. So I don't know if I see nodding heads. I don't know if that happens in your group. If there's any other challenges per se.
I think for me, I almost have a hard time just sticking to moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
Like I almost want to belabor things too much.
Okay.
So I don't know if that wears on my small group member or not, but it probably does.
Mm-hmm. So like do you think you stay on one point a little bit too long, or
probably
kind of like what I'm doing now, maybe?
I mean, some of the guys sometimes have to like kind of pull me around. All right, let's move on to the next thing. I'm like, okay, let's stay on there too long.
Yeah. Okay.
So.
You know, I don't think that's actually a bad thing. You were listening to a sermon earlier. I forgot his name. What's his name?
David Fleming.
In the auditorium.
Yeah. David Fleming.
Yeah. So he was talking about. Is he the one who said, you know, don't? It's okay if you don't stick to the curriculum or something like that. Or no one heard it? he said something like, or to the schedule or something like that,
mm-hmm.
because even if you are on this one point, you know, you're doing the work of Christ. You know, you're hitting the target, so
mm-hmm.
you know, we're working with others. You don't have to stick to the whole book, you know, all 10, you know, outlines and periods you have. You know.
Mm-hmm.
I heard it.
I don't know about y'all, but one thing that has been hard that I've observed and been a part of is when you're with a group for a while, say like longer than a year or however, I mean, even sometimes like two semesters can feel like a long time, but having like continued patience and grace for when you see like repeated sin or like a repeated habit of, oh, we're having this conversation for the 10th week in a row. And we have the same answer to this that we had in week one. That's something that I think for me is difficult. And it's been very sanctifying to like continue to practice that and encourage the turning away from particular things continuously. Because in my head, I'm like, why are we here again? Like, why is my, like, another night of my week about this or about this? Or our whole text thread, and I don't know if guys' text threads are like this, but it's like, oh, my girl small group text thread, there's like 100 of them, and it's been 30 minutes, and it's like, and it's like the same thing. And so I when I was leading, I like wrestled with that and it continually being like the same things and almost like glorifying that versus like, okay, let's just like turn our eyes elsewhere and see if maybe that can help us. And whenever that happens as like a group, and depending how influential like the group is, like that can have a direct impact on the class and like how your class is operating mentally, and like on and on.
It appears that you have a great level of intimacy with, you know, your group,
mm-hmm.
and that's that, I think that's a very positive. And I was with my group this past week, and I told something to the guys, and guys know this, you know, and I said, you know, women, you know, they're so intelligent, you know, so socially intelligent, you know, they get very intimate, they back each other up, they can talk to each other about anything, you know, in the world, and they'll stick together. Man, it's so hard. You see, it's hard to have that group, you know, string message to get it out of somebody, you know? So you'll never know what, you know, one of the guys is going through because, you know, a guy won't reveal all that about him,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah. That's something Jerry and I are talking about, how a girl group can often turn into a counseling session or a gossip session or a chit-chat session and not a true, like, study or application. Towards like spiritual things,
right.
And he said on a guy's side,
it can be just a water cooler conversation. It's like, how's weather? How's work today? You know, oh, so and so happened. Man, that president or whatever. You know, it's either politics, work, or weather. I don't know what's going on. I mean, of course. You know, how could I forget? I have one guy whose ringtone, and basically everything, like when his phone beeps, it's the Sports Center tune. Everything, like when a guy calls, it's like pause, and just like, oh my goodness. I mean, but essentially it's that, right? And I guess that's a good. I mean, both, I guess, I think both guys and gals could learn from each other here,
mm-hmm.
whereas, you know, what, as leaders, what do you guys do when you start to notice that happens? Especially, you know, like, for example, for the guys, you know, it's your second semester being together, or it's your third month, you know, going through small groups, and you guys are still, it feels like you don't know the other person. And maybe for the gals, I don't know, you might be talking about the same thing over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
As leaders, what do you guys see that happening? I guess that's one question. Do you guys see that happening? And two, how do you deal with that?
One of the things that I've tried to do, the group that I'm sort of with now is brand new, but I was with a group previously that sort of lasted for about 3 to 4 years. And one of the things, especially probably guys and girls alike, is when you're like get really comfortable with each other. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times it almost like reaches a point of like stagnation to where like you're not really challenging each other anymore. Like when you first start, you're really like pushing each other. And a lot of times it'll probably, at least in my experience, it'll start to like shift a little bit before you notice it. Once you notice it, it's already sort of like the pendulum's already moved like quite a bit. But whether it's like what I try to do sometimes it'll work for a little while and then you sort of gotta sort of change your strategy. Yeah. But whether it's challenging with different questions, so it's like, hey, one thing that we can all try to hold you like accountable for this week, like whatever it may be, or just trying to start to like get them like doing something like tangible. And if it's just something like read my Bible, it's like, okay, like that's not like quantitative or like for like smart goals kind of thing. It's like, hey, like set something specific, like, hey, I'm gonna read 4 times this week, or you try to do something to where you can tangibly try to like visualize it, sort of walk with them. But whether it's like a new kind of question, something new, because if it's just the same old thing that you've been doing the entire time, then you become comfortable with it, you sort of start to stagnate to that as well. So
kind of like when you're working sometimes. Out. If you do like the same workout, you hit like a plateau. You never gain.
Some way to try to introduce something new, or even if it's like you go together and try to like focus on whether it's like memorizing Psalm 23 together. Just do something to get them back into it. Whether it's pull other people in. So sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Depends on like the group and like what they're interested in.
Right.
But that's what I've attempted.
Yeah. That's good. I like that.
I think it can also be helpful to like periodically do like a group self-evaluation almost, because any group will become stagnant at some point if it goes on long enough, where at least the temptation's always there and it seems to be happening. And so like, you know, maybe once a quarter, semester, whatever time period, like have a meeting where you reflect on your group, like, are we accomplishing the purpose? What is our purpose meeting together? Why are we meeting together? And are we accomplishing that in our meetings? You know, maybe we were at one point, but are not any longer. Maybe our conversations are, you know, they're geared solely toward counseling, or they're solely toward sports. Who knows? But just kind of frankly saying, like, you know, our group has deviated from, you know, a godly and constructive way of being, and it's turned into something else, something more distracting and superfluous. And like, you know, confronting that and saying, yeah, here's where we are, and then committing to change. But I think if we ever like corporately evaluate, then it's hard for one person to change everyone else, but if everyone all acknowledges it, it makes it a bit easier.
Yeah, chances are, especially if your group's stagnating, you're not the only one who's feeling it. I'm sure everybody in that group, or at least more than one person, is kind of, hey, you know, keep doing this. So I hear, you know, just don't be afraid of trying something new. Just try something new. Is that right? And just I really like the reassessing. And I feel like it's gonna, because maybe part of it's my personality of being like the INTJ. Like I need like some sort of a structure, you know, which might not work for everyone. Right? I've heard of growth groups who just. Like they're totally cool with just doing whatever's whatever's right there. Like they just say, hey, you know what? Let's just study something in the Proverbs right now. Tonight. And I was like, wow, like that is not my group. I cannot do that. I have to like learn it beforehand. You know, do a 5-point study. You know? But no, that's cool.
What are some other things that you all have tried in an attempt to grow, and maybe you've failed, and maybe you've succeeded? Like, for example, my girl group, one time we tried milestones class, and we lasted a good, like, three weeks, and they're only 6-week classes. And that was extremely frustrating for me, because I was like, we can't even do this for 6 weeks. Like, thing was like, well, we just like lost interest, like we ended up not liking the class, not liking the teacher, not liking the topic, so why should we go? And I'm like, well, in my mind I'm like, well, we said we were going to do this for 6 weeks, so like you do it, you don't just like not show up. But that's not how everyone's wired or thinks. So we learned after that one semester, like, okay, we probably won't try milestones again. and we'll try something else. But we tried. We realized, okay, we're all very different. We're very different in general. And so in a setting like that, those differences like really came out. And so it's like, okay, that's not effective for us growing and learning. We'll try something else. And we did. But I was like, wow, we're failures.
I would say if I were to challenge you guys as leaders, I came from, and this is totally ad hoc, totally impromptu right now, but I came from Pastor Greg's class, this breakout session one, which is really cool, really good. But then somebody asked towards the end, like, you know, what would be like the one thing you would say, like the recommended study for that really helped you as, you know, as you grow? And he said, the one thing is scripture memorization. He said, like, pretty clearly, he said it was a very, unfortunately, back when he was, I guess, when he was younger, when he was just leading Breakaway Ministry, he said that he didn't have that time, and now it's been blessing him so much. In a sense, if you want to try something new, try to challenge your folks to do some scripture memorization of any kind. Of, hey, you know, Psalm 100, just do one verse, multiple verses, you know, but it's definitely something that the pastor kind of prescribed. So, yeah, so that's one.
You can try and fail or succeed.
Yeah, try and fail and succeed, yeah.
For like the ladies, I think sometimes we try to share problems and then counsel each other. And so one of the things that I've always challenged my groups to do is to not start that counsel or encouragement with I think or I feel, but scripture tells us, or, you know, this is what the word tells us. And it really stops a lot of human like thought process, because we'll be like, you know, and they'll like start looking for something. And so that's been really good. And it kind of makes sure like we're pointed to encouraging and counseling with the word. And then they've started doing it with others outside. So.
Right.
That's just good advice in general.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the best piece of advice I've heard all day.
I think it's like heavy.
I know, and then I start, and then I, like, I realize how much I say, oh, well, I think you should.
Yeah.
Not rely on that.
Or it's like, surely God said this.
I would say one thing that, so we have three guys in our group, so it's a little bit smaller than Tugs. We'll get two more then. I actually told the group leader at that time that if you don't give us someone off, find someone on Craigslist. So we got two more 2 months later, so that's good. No, I'm just joking. We think very similarly, like all three of us. You know, we're analytical, very like structured. So, you know, we thought, you know, we're thinking, how can we like incorporate, you know, spiritual disciplines in 2 hours? Mm-hmm. It's not a lot of time. The word, prayer, and accountability. So we tried different things, and I actually really like a format where we'll start off, and it might sound a little bit legalistic, but it works really well, because we're already type A, so it'll be like from 7 to 8, like, okay, let's, you know, check in, how are you doing with XYZ, accountability, time in the word, prayer. With three guys only, we don't talk that much anyway, so we're usually done in 30 minutes, so we'll hop in the word for like an hour, because we're in Romans, so it takes a long time to process, understand, and then we'll take time praying. So that works really well. And then the second thing too is like, in terms of, you know, how to grow each other individually. So we tried different approaches, like, you know, first of all, we'll come in kind of like just kind of code, which is not a good idea in Romans. So like, we like, you know, scratch that, let's just come and, you know, prepare ourselves. That worked a lot better. And then we also took it up a notch, and have someone take turns teaching it and lead, well, I should say leading it every single week. So that way, all of us come in prepared, ready to discuss, and number two, having someone lead it, it makes it go a lot faster, because we're spending, you know, sometimes like a lot longer on one chapter when it could be a lot quicker. So That's helped us tremendously. So.
I'm gonna throw a little curveball question, but outside of that grow group time, or not grow group, the small group time that you and your small group has decided on, how many other times do you see them? And outside of the Life Bible study, how many times do you see them outside on like a social, on a mission setting, on study setting?
Pretty often. We've even gotten together for a sleepover.
Wow.
And we had it 90s themed. We even went to dinner. We've gone out to dinner a couple of times. During Christmas time, we went out to dinner and then we got hot chocolate and loaded Christmas lights during River Oaks. And it went from,
yeah.
They only could afford those lights until they pay their taxes. And then we're all dead in the houses, but it was a good time. It was a good time.
You see the one with like the Mary, like the angel statue?
That was creepy.
It was really good. It's been a lot. No, but
And everyone else?
We have tried to get together. There's only three of us, so theoretically it should be very easy to get together, but it's not. We've tried multiple times. Oh, wait, no, I can't make it that night. Okay, well, let's, switch it up. And I think maybe only one other time last semester, which is, I'd like it to be more, so.
I was about to say, that could be part of why y'all kind of endured over the seasons, because to be honest, I know the girl group I was with, I saw them one other time, and that was for a mission, kind of we serve at Servants of Nation or whatnot, and the group really stick because we have another common thing, not just a small group, almost just like a too familiar. Again, it goes back a little bit into that stagnation. You see, every Wednesday night I'm gonna see these guys again. Throw a little curveball. And I know as leader, sometimes we intend really well and we try, but sometimes it's a little bit more difficult than others. But it doesn't mean that it's wrong, right? Yeah. Anybody else? Maybe guys tried something outside a small group setting.
I think my small group has done a decent job. Could do better, for the most part, living busy professional lives, I think we do okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Can I ask a poll? How many people have people in their grad groups that are not in their class? Raise your hand. Oh, that's pretty crazy.
Wow.
I was very surprised with that.
Yeah.
Outsiders.
Normally that's a lot higher, and that normally impacts hanging out as well. Or just seeing each other. That's interesting.
I do really like that the new format is encouraging discussion about the Life Bible Study lesson or the sermon, because my group, we're all in the class, but we're not all always there.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that will help encourage some of that. We're excited about that.
Yeah.
Also, I hope it's be more active in our faith. We're young adults and we get a lot of information and we hear a lot of sermons, listen to a lot of podcasts, but we don't really take initiative to go out and to use that information to benefit the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel being in a constipated state of where I have all this information, and then to get in an outlet for this information is a really good avenue through a small group.
Mm-hmm.
So, good format.
And so you can imagine I'm with you, and you can imagine how much of a downer it is when you start to want to talk about a little bit more about the meat of the scripture, and somebody just hey man, how's the weather? How's sports today, and just staying at that surface level, till it can be a little bit difficult as well.
And forget about it.
And forget
about it. Typically forget. Like, you listen to it, and then you forget about it the week later, or, like, a couple days later. Because we get all this information. It's, like, constantly, like, flowing, and you don't remember half of it. You just remember what you want to remember. So if, like, having those conversations spark something to help us remember by regurgitating, or iterating what we learned. By regurgitating, that's disgusting.
Well. Bouncing it off.
Yeah. One more question. We're almost done already. But I just wanted to ask, as grow group leaders, what kind of, do y'all feel supported or equipped / like trained to like do this well, from like your grow leaders, directors, teachers, or like what? Is that, like, are y'all good in that, or is that something you would, like, want more of, or wish there were more of?
In regards to, like, what?
In leading your group. So, like, for example, like, you, as a grow group leader, you're asked to come to a training. This is, like, your training. If this is all, is this all you have? And if this is all you have, do you feel equipped to like go and lead your group of girls? Or do you feel like you have a relationship with your girl leader, or like different things to help you do this well? I know your girl leader's in the room, but I think she's great.
I said yes, bro.
we got good leaders. You and Jock are there. It's good to know that y'all are there, and to there just be listening there.
Yeah, I'm not trying to like bash leadership, but I guess, but it is something like when I started being a grow group leader. I don't know if anyone ever asked me how my grow group was doing. For a very long time, and so I didn't think to like really evaluate it, and just kept going, and then it's like, oh, it's the end of the year, and now I'm evaluating versus like a monthly check-in or 2 months or just something other.
I'd agree. I think there's not much of a feedback loop.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Other areas, other than your director or something. Mm-hmm. So it could be a challenge there because you may not know how well. You may be progressing with the groups as well.
Yeah, I've been asked a few times, like, how my group is going and everything. So, like, I think it probably depends on, like, where you're at. Like, for me as a girl group leader, like, I have a good relationship with the girl leader, with the former girl leader. And so, like, that's helped a lot just because we talk a lot anyway. So then he'll just kind of casually bring it up. But I know he's doing the same thing to all the girl group leaders. So I think that does help a lot, and it's kind of encouraging just to make sure that, like, yeah, he knows, like I know that I can bring anything up to him, like, if we run into any situation or challenging situation, I know I can bring it up to him, or if something's going really well and I've seen a lot of growth in, you know, a certain area or whatever, then I can, you know, speak that encouragement to him as well, you know? So it's been really good, but yeah, I can definitely imagine how it's different from class to class or from, you know, just girl group to girl group. It's just all very different.
And in many ways, girl groups are like the foundation of your LBS. And if they're growing as they should be in their like love for the Lord and love for people, that should be having like a direct effect on your class. And like they should be serving and like leading. And so as newer people coming in, they're seeing that, and they're seeing this culture of like, oh, we do life together, we connect together, we confess our sins to one another, we pray for each other, and we're doing these things in small settings and in larger scales. Mm-hmm. And so as we're evaluating like how we lead our girl groups, it's like, oh, we're keeping in mind that like the culture we're creating on this like small scale is directly impacting the larger scale of your class. And so I think it'd be very healthy, like if your grow leaders like aren't asking those questions, to engage them and say, hey, my grow group is doing this, or this is not working, we tried and I failed. I said that a lot. And I said, oh, this actually kind of worked. Or, hey, can my grow group lead this event for the class, or even just stepping up in that way to serve and feeling like you can. I think so. I would just encourage investing in those relationships with your like core leaders, because your core leaders will almost always have a need and love help. And so I'd be kind of surprised if they didn't. And so if you as a group were coming to them with willing hands and hearts, I'm sure it would be like graciously received.
I mean, one last thing, you know, this kind of discussion of just exchanging, hey, what's happening, it also, for me, helps, as a grow leader, helps kind of gauge, okay, well, what is a good grow group actually mean? You know, what does it actually mean? Because I've, as an ex-grow lead of a summit class, I remember being in a position where I asked one of my small group leaders, and like, hey, how's it going, man? You know, things going well? And he's like, yeah, man, everything's good. Guys are sharing, no problem. And next week they say, hey, you know, our grow groups, our small group's probably going to fold. Because, we just heard that so-and-so is not going to make it. That guy's not going to make it anymore. And it's just going to be me and him. And it gets kind of weird, you know, so I don't want to do that. I'm just like, how did you not know this since, like, a month ago? It's like, well, I guess we kind of knew, but we didn't really say. And so to that, you know, that having that open discussion, the feedback loop, and kind of, I know Eric does his, for the men's grow, kind of have a similar roundtable discussion, but sometimes people might not openly say, but I just want to encourage as leaders, you know, hey, feel free to share. You're not alone. Feel free to share whatever's, you know, thought, like, hey, you know, my group's feeling kind of stagnant. Let's talk about it. So we're not really in that, we're not really blindsided by, you know, all these kinds of scenarios. So with that,
yeah.
How are we going to talk?
I think we're done.
Yeah, I think we just passed time.
Yeah.
So I guess a little housekeeping stuff, that's okay. housekeeping stuff, don't forget about the service. If you did the text thing at the beginning, then you should have received that link for that. If not, I have paper copies that you can fill out as well.
And what do we put in?
The paper copies?
Yeah.
You can turn them in at the registration in the gym, whenever you go into the gym for the closing ceremonies.
Okay. There's cinnamon rolls and door prizes, or you can just go home and go to bed.
Thanks, y'all. Thanks, guys.
That's my cue to leave.
I guess if we could just also maybe kind of shift the cherry scratch where they were.
Oh, yeah.
Right.